say it Hashem Elohecha Tirah. This is in a different way. It doesn't mean the meaning, the simple meaning is not to say this. It Hashem Elohecha Tirah. You should fear God. Who should fear God? Only the common man? Only simple man? No. So the Rabbotam Tachanim, also to add the scholars people. Scholar people also they have to have fear of God. Say, so, well, we are living in an age that there are many people scholars, but unfortunately, you are chamayim, nothing, zero. They don't have anything. Hey, look at this. It's intelligent, scholar, he speaks nice. But yeah, that does. Speaks Rashid, Chokmah, Yirat Hashem. There's no Yirat Hashem, the Chokmah is zero. This is what there is today. Huh? There is today people. They have respect, they have more respect for the PLO than to Yeshiva. You know, the real Talmid HaChamim of Yirat Hashem, there isn't. No good. Reason, that's that he knows he has a beautiful sound, big tongue, that he's all kind of rechilut and lashon hara about people. Listen, this is not the way of Torah. That's it. Rabbot Talmid HaChamim, they have to have fear of God. Anyhow, you say, it is to say something. I'll tell you one midrash that there is on Parasha of this week with this thing of Et. There is a pasuk in the Parasha of this week. You know, this Parasha and I saw has many subjects, beautiful subjects. There is the first subject of the Leviim, the beauties. Then there is the thing of the Dui, to confess that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will forgive. Oh, no. Then there is another thing which was very important, Parashat Sota. Then there is Parashat Nazir, very important Parashiot, those, so much there is to talk about it. Then when comes Birkat Koranim, then comes the Mishkan. Vayhi v'yom kalot Moshe le'akim et ha-Mishkan. What happened in the day that Moshe finished to erect the Mishkan, to put it up? Question is, Moshe built the Mishkan? Is it only him? Bitzal'el, Oli'av, Kol Hacham Lev. What happened to them? No, they name it after Moshe. Bishvin she Moshe masar nafsho ala Mishkan nikra al shemo. Moshe gave his life for this. He so devoted himself. How did he come? He worked behind the people in building the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu named it after Moshe, and no one was able to raise the Mishkan, only Moshe. Came all the people that worked and they built it and that, they wanted to put it up, they couldn't. Moshe came by himself, he picked it up. Can you imagine? HaKadosh wants to show that Moshe is the main one for the Mishkan. Again, here there is the word et. Le'akim et ha-Mishkan. Do we need et? Le'akim ha-Mishkan. Here's the Midrash, a beautiful Midrash. He said, the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to build the Mishkan, pick it up, raise it, he gave a hint to the Malachim, to the angels. You two angels, build the Mishkan. What they do over there, you do up, on the second floor. Now, what they do in the first floor, in the earth, do in heaven. The Malachim build the Mishkan, they build the Mizbeah. And people on the earth, they offer sacrifices, you offer sacrifices. There is a Kohen Gadol over there, should be a Kohen Gadol over here. We're in heaven. Who is the Kohen Gadol over there? The Gemara says, Michael, Sar Israel, the angel of Israel. Every nation has its own angel. The angel of the Jewish people, Michael, Sar Israel. Michael would be the Kohen Gadol. What does he do? What does he offer? Here, the Kohen Gadol comes, he takes an animal, slaughters it, he brings it, he burns it. And what does he offer? Michael. Very simple. Israel make Avodah over here. And Michael comes and said, oh God, look at your Jewish people. How good they are. This is what they did. They showed to make sacrifices. He offers it, he brings it. Every good deed that a person, a Jew, is doing here, here Michael comes, brings it on the altar. Oh God. Look at this, look at your children, how good they are. He speaks good about the Jewish people. In order that God should be kind to them. That's what's good at the time that there is Mishkan, there is a Midrash. When there is no Mishkan, every good deed. But there is a Midrash that says something else. When every day there's people born, there's people say goodbye. There's Arah HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh. There is sunrise, there is sunset. There's one goes, one comes. Before one goes, there's someone comes. Before tzaddik goes, there's a new tzaddik comes. There's Arah HaShemesh, Uba HaShemesh. That's what the Midrash said. And there is every day there is some neshamot that they done. There's good neshamot also. What does Michael say? He brings that neshamot shining, bright, brings it to the altar. Oh God, look at this neshamot, how beautiful it is. What this neshamot did throughout lifetime. Be kind to the children. Do you have children like this? Do you have neshamot like this? There isn't. This bright, shining neshamot is only among Jewish people. Others? Oh, black. No, this is neshamot of Am Yisrael. He brings them. Michael says, look, what kind of neshamot there is. These are the neshamot of Israel. He can't do it. This is what there is up to now. The Gemara said in Menachot, Michael makriv neshamot shel Israel. This is. Vayhi b'yom kalot Moshe lehakim et ha-mishkan. Not only one mishkan was raised, was picked up, another Mishkan also, there in heaven. This is the Midrash. Midrash and Humah. I'm not saying it for me. I'm just elaborating, explaining it more. The Midrash said it in short, in few sentences. But this is what it means. There is so much more in the Midrash that explains on this Pasuk. Then the Pasuk comes, he says, the Midrash says, Al Shlosha Devarim HaOlam Omed, Al HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, Al Gemilut Hasadim. There is chesed, olam chesed ibane. Lord created the world for chesed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world exist only because of chesed for a certain time. When was that? From the creation of the world? Till the time the Torah was given, 26 generations. The name of Hashem, 26. Kindness of Hashem. There's no Torah, no Avodah yet. Yes. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. He said, the Torah makes the world. And from now on, there's no Torah. Will not exist. Then, he did Avodah, gave us Bet HaMikdash, the Mishkan. There's Torah, Avodah, the Milut Hasadim. I can't go on and talk about Torah so much, about Avodah, but Milut Hasadim. A lot of time. This is what we learn. Learning of the Torah, leading a person to everyone, to have a perfect, to become a perfect Jew. To have perfection, to do avodah, to do good hasadim, what avodah, service to God, and every mitzvah that there is between man and God, to do it. And also gemilut hasadim, every mitzvah between man and his fellow man, to do it. These two mitzvot combined together, the Torah guiding a person to do both. In the Torah you see how much they talk about mitzvot between man and God, how much they talk between mitzvah between man and his fellow man. You want to know who is a perfect Jew? Look at every mitzvah that he does. If the mitzvah perfect, he's 100% a Jew. If the mitzvah 80%, he's 80% a Jew. Also, there is Shabbat, the yardstick to measure a person. How much of a Jew he is? 100% Shema Shabbat, 100% a Jew. 80%, 80% a Jew. So on. Not only Shabbat, Kashrut, family purity. He is careful with kashrut. What does he consume? What does he take? Many people say, hey, what are you eating? Well, nobody told me it's not kosher. They have to tell you not kosher then to stop. So you should not eat till they tell you it's kosher. Till you be proven it is kosher. It is perfect, then you eat. I wasn't told it's wrong. A person, if he is not going, just close his eyes and eat, he said, I didn't see what it is. Close his eyes. There's no enjoyment in it. Can you eat something without looking at it? You don't enjoy it. They say, "Bilti elam man einenu." Israel complained about the man. But, we eat only man. We don't have meat. But what do you mean you complain? But the man, if you want it, you want a steak, you tasted steak. You wanted kebab, you tasted kebab. You wanted ice cream, you tasted ice cream. What do you complain about? And they say, but our eyes don't see it, they see mine. Not only the taste, we don't enjoy it, we don't see it. They like to see ice cream. You know, the child, when he takes the ice cream, he looks at it many times, you know, like, without looking, there's no enjoyment. They say the blind man doesn't enjoy his food. And this is a matter of a person can test it, by the way. Let him close his eyes when he's eating. There's no enjoyment. The enjoyment comes with sense of the sight is very important. Those senses are being given us for purpose. And this is the same thing. A person wants to do, blind himself on the mitzvah, to the mitzvah with that. I say again, there is kashrut, there is family purity. But at least many times we talk about Shabbat, kashrut, and everything. It doesn't mean this is the whole Torah. There's 613 mitzvot. That's why we come here, the Shavuot, the time of the Azarot. Person should know how we can. There is one thing that I will conclude with. There is in the Azarot a certain kebah v'kat amazon, be'at v'chip amazon, v'lotem tzar amazon, be'inui kipurim. The rabbi put a sentence that's very difficult to understand, but many, many of the books tried to explain it. They didn't explain it properly. He said, kebah v'kat amazon, make the bracha v'kat amazon, be'at v'chip amazon, slow and fast. That's contradictory. If you say slow, doesn't mean fast. If fast is not slow. Be'at means slow. Hippazon means fast. The meaning of Be'at of Hippazon, when you read it, you read it slow word by word. But when do you say Be'at Amazon? You say it right after eating. Don't wait too long. And there is really in Shulchan Aruch, there's a law. How long can a person, if you miss the first minute, second minute, till how long can you say B'kat HaMazon? There is a din, Achi Itakel HaMazon Shebemehav. As long as it was not digested, you still can say B'kat HaMazon. It was digested already, time is over. And then, but this, how much is called digested? There's a mahluk. We know there's beginning of digestion, there's the end. They talk about it so much, whether you talk about the beginning, the end, there's an argument. Some books they said half an hour, some books they said an hour and a half. La halakha we do an hour and a half. If it is within an hour and a half, we permit them to say B'kat HaMazon. Over an hour and a half, they said you lost it already. It's too late.
Well, if you're learning Torah.
Huh?
But if you learn it, you like
it. Even if you learn Torah, say B'kat HaMazon, then learn Torah. Yeah, when comes the time of the mitzvot, you're praying in the. There is a mitzvah to do, they tell you do the mitzvah. You don't, because of prayer, you don't do the mitzvah. Same thing in everything. Unless you are a great man, you reach the level of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that sit down to read Torah 24 hours a day. Then you are patur from everything. I'm sure you, but Be'ezrat Hashem, you will reach this level. 24 hours of Torah. You forget about police force, you forget about everything. You meet only Torah. No more meeting of the police. Okay? This is the time that a person will be free from doing other things. You see, Alan is happy now.
Okay.